This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation, and green and digital shipping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, both nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries.
हम आसियान के साथ सहयोग और इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति और स्थिरता के जॉइंट विजन को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे। आतंकवाद को लेकर हमारी समान चिंताएं हैं। हम मानते हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एकजुटता से लड़ना सभी मानवतावादी देशों का कर्तव्य है। पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले के बाद भारत के लोगों के प्रति संवेदना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में समर्थन के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री वांग और सिंगापुर सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
Mr. Modi said India and Singapore will continue to work together to advance the joint vision for cooperation with ASEAN and for peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. He said Singapore is India's biggest trade partner in Southeast Asia and it is an important pillar of the Act East policy. Prime Minister Modi said to give momentum to mutual business, both the countries have decided to do time-bound review of the bilateral comprehensive economic cooperation agreement and ASEAN free trade agreement. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong said India and Singapore will expand cooperation in frontier areas like space. He said more than 20 Singapore-made satellites have been launched by India. Union Health Minister JP Nadda has said the GST reforms will reduce healthcare costs and improve the lives of people. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they reaffirm the government's commitment to the poor and the middle class. He said abolishing GST on 36 life-saving drugs, including cancer and rare diseases, exempting health and life insurance and slashing it on medicines, medical devices and diagnostics marks a giant step towards affordable healthcare for all. The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. Briefing media after the 56th GST Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri festival, delivering on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Independence Day promise of a GST Diwali gift. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has hailed the government's decision to reduce goods and services tax GST rates. Addressing the media in Sohna Gurugram today, the minister described the move as a landmark step that will ease the financial burden on middle-class and low-income families. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reform, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the two rates of 5 and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. It also hailed the exemption of individual life and health insurance from GST as path-breaking. It further added that this clarity will ease compliance, reduce litigation, and give businesses and consumers the predictability they need. Forum Coordinator at the Association of Indian Medical Device Industry, Rajiv Nath, has said they are very happy with the government decision, which will provide affordable access to consumers and patients and lower their healthcare cost. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, said the reforms reflect the maturation of the indirect tax regime, which has seen a steady rise in collections. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has arrived in Punjab to take stock of the present situation in the severely flood-affected border state. Our correspondent reports Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria submitted a detailed report to the Union Minister on the flood situation in 5 most affected districts, Amritsar, Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Tarantaran and Ferozpur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.